My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to the excellence of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, your recitation of Salat upon me is protection for your du'as. It leads to the pleasure of your Rabb Azza wa Jal, and it is a cause of the purity of your deeds. Sayyiduna Fudala bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was sitting in the masjid. A man came and offered salah and made dua saying these words, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni. That means, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli, O man who performed salah, you have hurried. He sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner that He Azza wa Jal deserves and recite salat upon me, then make dua. The narrator has said, after him, another person offered salah, then praised Allah Azza wa Jal and recited salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, Ayyuhal musalli ud'u tujab, O salah offering person, make dua, it will be answered. Viewers of Madani channel, from the above mentioned hadith, it has been learned that if a person wants his dua to be answered, then he must glorify Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning of the dua, then recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Or rather, he should glorify Allah Azza wa Jal and recite salat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the end of the dua as well. It is stated on page number 68 of the 318 page book entitled Fadail Dua, Virtues of Dua, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, about the manners of dua, that the blessed father of Ala Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, one should glorify Allah Azza wa Jal in the beginning and in the end, because there is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal who likes his own glorification. He Azza wa Jal gets very pleased on a little praise and grants countless of blessings. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has further said, one should recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and his blessed family and his companions, as Salat al-Nabi is accepted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not do such that He Azza wa Jal accepts the beginning and the end of the dua and rejects the middle of it. Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That means dua is restricted between the earth and the sky. It does not go upwards until you recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem has narrated, الدُّعَاءُ مَحْجُوبٌ عَنِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُصَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. Dua is the hijab from Allah Azza wa Jal until salat is not sent upon Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed family. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, O Aziz, dua is a bird and salat al-Nabi its largest feather. So how can a bird fly without its main feather? A bird cannot fly without its wings, main feather. Similarly, dua is like a bird and Salat al-Nabi is like its main feather. Therefore, how will the bird which does not have the main feather in its wing fly? Similarly, how can a dua be answered which is devoid of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Therefore, we should recite Salat al-Nabi abundantly, no matter if we are standing, sitting or walking. In particular, we must recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the beginning and in the end of the du'as. By virtue of its blessings, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, our du'as will be answered in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, dua is an extremely easy and a proven source of heaven munajat, that means praising Allah Azza wa Jal and adopting humbleness, attaining His closeness, getting wishes fulfilled from His great court, becoming deserving of His grace and favors, of attaining forgiveness and getting the solution of worldly and hereafter problems and difficulties. The act of making dua is a habit of the beloved born man of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is also a great act of worship. Making dua is a sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dua is a very great blessing and privilege from Allah Azza wa Jal for the sinful boned man. The importance and appreciation of dua can be judged by the fact that in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal is not only commanding His boned man to make dua in His court, but He Azza wa Jal is also blessing them with the good news that their du'as will be answered. It is stated in ayah number 60 of Surah Al-Mu'min, part 24, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Similarly, in ayah 186 of Surah Al-Baqarah, part 2, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and O dear Rasul Muhammad, when my bone man question you concerning me, then surely I am close. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if the blessed days of the blessed life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are studied, then we will learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make different kinds of du'as as his routine. This blessed practice of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also to teach his ummah. For example, du'a at the time of entering the home, du'a at the time of leaving the home, du'a at the time of sleeping, dua after waking up, dua before eating a meal, dua after eating a meal, dua at the time of wearing clothes, dua at the time of applying oil. Not only did our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the importance of dua from time to time, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also persuaded us to remain busy in making dua day and night. Let's listen to some blessed ahadith about the importance and excellence of du'as. Number one is, the Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Du'a is the essence of worship. Number two, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing is better than du'a before Allah Azza wa Jal. Number three, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person for whom the door of dua is opened, then the door of mercy is opened for him. Among the requests submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal made in dua, the favorite one is about safety. The troubles which a person has suffered from, the troubles which have not come yet, only dua benefits in all of them. So, O bond man of Allah Azza wa Jal, make it compulsory upon yourself to make dua. Number four, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring you protection against your enemy and increase your sustenance? Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, because dua is a weapon of a mu'min, true believer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, many virtues of making dua have been mentioned in blessed ahadith. Dua is highly effective to get rid of troubles and difficulties. It also brings about an increase in sustenance. Dua is a source of protection against enemies, and it is also a weapon of a true believer. A true believer can overcome great troubles and tough circumstances by virtue of dua. Therefore, every Muslim should remember Allah Azza wa Jal in times of joy and sorrow, and should sincerely make dua in order to attain goodness in this world and the hereafter. He should make dua to get rid of any type of trouble. He should not be heedless of dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that dua is the most superior act of worship through which a Muslim in fact talks to his Rabb. It is stated in a blessed hadith, afdalul ibadati ad-du'a. That means dua is the most superior act of worship. Therefore, as all acts of worship have certain conditions and manners upon which the acceptance of these acts of worship depend. Similarly, dua also has some manners which have their own significance, and for the dua to be answered, if these manners are taken into consideration in dua, the possibility of the dua being answered will increase. Therefore, if we want our duas to be answered in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should take the manners of dua into consideration. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is extremely useful to study a 326-page book, namely Fadaile Dua, Virtues of Dua, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, in order to learn about those manners which prove beneficial for the dua to be answered. This book contains virtues of dua, manners of dua, causes leading to the answering of dua, times when duas are answered, places where duas are answered, the significance of the blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal in dua being answered, causes the create obstacles in duas being answered, advantages of making dua, and important questions and answers about dua. It would not be wrong to say that this book is necessary to be in every home. Therefore, you should obtain this book today from a Maktabatul Madina stall. Study it yourself and also persuade others to do the same thing. Furthermore, it can be read online or download for free from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you also make intention to read this book as soon as possible. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.